Tommy, a big day on Sunday and some really big name players come along. One or two that you'll know from your Leicester days, like Muzzy Izzard and Matt Elliott.
Yeah, Muzzy and Matt will be coming up. Obviously, players that I won the championship with when we got promoted to the Premier League. So the two individuals that I know really well. So again, be looking forward to seeing those. I think the last time I saw Muzzy was in a pub, so it'll be a different occasion this time. But no, great lads. Say I was a young lad coming through, 17, 18 year old when I played with them, and they taught me a lot, and obviously I idolised them being a Leicester City fan. So great for me on a personal level to be coming up against them. But you know, the day isn't about myself and people like Alan White playing football. And this is a day for the football club. We will put ourselves onto a pitch, or should I say Craig Lidder will put us onto a pitch. But it's going to be a day where I think Darlington fans, you know, current and even former ones that maybe stay away can really relate to this game, and hopefully it'll draw back a few stayaways. And I think it's a celebration for the football club. We've won something. We get to see all these legends come and play on our new stadium, and hopefully it'll be a really well supported day.
There's a glittering array of talent, really, isn't there? When you talk about Sir Geoff Hurst, who has won the World Cup with England, I know it was before your time, but an old fellow like me can well remember that. And then there's your mate Muzzy Izzard, who has been in a World Cup semi-final with Turkey. There's Chris Waddle, who has been in one with England. There's guys who won the FA Cup and leagues and FA Cups. The lot. It's fantastic, really, isn't it?
It is, you know, and I don't think they come any bigger than Sir Geoff. You know, that's obviously why he was knighted in the first place. He achieved something that no other player has done in the whole world by scoring a hat-trick in a final. So, you know, it's an absolute honour to even meet the man, you know, let alone stand shoulder to shoulder on a touchline with him. So it's something that I'm looking forward to, saying, you know, the lads get their little day out as well, where everybody can literally rub shoulders with these former greats. And so I think there'll be I don't think people forget how to play football. You know, yes, you lose your legs and you lose your fitness, but people don't lose that quality. You know, and players like Chris Waddle will forever have talent. You know, it's, you know, he's obviously hasn't got his fitness anymore, but you know, he'll be a magician on the ball. There'll be flicks, little bits of clever play that I think the fans will really like buy into. And it's up to our lads to turn up and try and match it.
Will you be playing the full 45 minutes after half time, or just a few minutes?
I'll be playing nowhere near 45 minutes. And to be honest with you, Ray, I think it's something that's a personal choice from me. You know, I think these lads, our current lads, earned the right to play against these players. And you know, I've had my day, and I've had my moments in football. I wouldn't want to take an occasion away from somebody where they probably want it a little bit more than me. I'll wear some kit, and I'll turn out for a period of time. I'm not decided how long yet, but say it's not about me. I think this is about our current players and celebrating our former players. You know, players like Hatchy, Chrissy Senior, and you know, and all the other lads that are coming back. You know, I can't wait to meet them, and obviously have all the crack with the lads again. But reality is, I've hung up my boots now, and it's something that I'd rather see other people play football.
It'd be great to see Chris Senior again, won't it? Because you always say that you set the goal up for him at Wembley.
I gave him a 1 yard tapper, is what I say to Chris Senior. No, Chris is, if it wasn't going to be me as the match winner that day, there's nobody that I would have rather it fell to than Chris Senior. No, me and him struck on a great relationship. We still keep in touch to this day. I've got so much admiration for him. And you know, and myself and Chris, you know, we went through a real tough spell with Darlington that season. You know, we were both out of favour with obviously Mark Cooper, and it was tough. You know, it was like a tough couple of months, and me and him stuck at it. And you say we had a real big part to play in lifting that FA Trophy for this football club.